Let's just pray briefly again. Father, as we come to listen for your word this morning, we pray, as we always do, that you would open our ears and our hearts and our minds to what you have to say to us. Give me sensitivity to your spirit. Help us all to hear and respond and put into action what you have to say. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. So I'm not going to talk for very long this morning, and all the people cried hallelujah and there was great rejoicing. I'd like you to cast your minds back 12 months to the end of 2016. In many ways, 2016 was a really scary year. There were all sorts of very obvious headline things that people could barely believe had happened. We had the Brexit results. We had the whole American presidential election. I better not say anything more either way, but whatever side you're on, it was a bit of a scary event. We had the terror attacks in Brussels and in Nice and in Berlin. We had the devastation in Aleppo. We had that huge earthquake in Italy. And so it went on. And the result of that was that there were a lot of cartoons and internet memes and newspaper articles going around at the time saying effectively, roll on 2017 because it can't possibly be as bad as 2016 has been. And so now at the end of 2017, the irony is that in many ways this year has been just as bad, if not worse, than the previous year. We've had terror attacks in Manchester and in London. We've had the worst mass shootings ever in America. We've had devastating hurricanes. We've had the Grenfell Tower fire and another fire last night, I think it was, you may have seen in Manchester. We've had the threat of nuclear missiles from North Korea and a fairly scary response from President Trump. We've had all the ongoing political chaos of Brexit. And then on top of all that public stuff, there has been an awful lot of personal concerns this year. I'm not going to name them all, but it seems like there have been a lot of us ill or in hospital. People have lost family and friends. Plus, of course, we've lost Isabel and Hazel and Margaret Borthwick, amongst others, from our own fellowship. And that's just the health issues. There have been plenty of other huge personal challenges for people as well. People are dealing with challenges around finance, around addiction, around worry, around stress, around forgiveness, around envy, around anger, and more. Now, we're about to start another new year. And given all that we've been going through collectively and individually, there are several approaches we might take to this new year. Some are cynical. We do that well in Britain. Some are defensive. Some are gloomy and pessimistic. Some are frightened. None of those approaches offer much in the way of hope for the future. On the other hand, some people might be wildly optimistic and put their hope in the fact that it is a new year. Basically, they're just hoping that somehow something will be different. They're really hoping for hope's sake. And I think for many of us who are followers of Jesus, we tend to come up to the new year from one of those positions. We either say, this world is messed up, so we can't expect anything positive. And that just completely denies the hope that Jesus brings. Or we bounce up and down like a Pollyanna and say, oh, everything is going to be wonderful, which frankly misses the point too. We look forward to a new year for a new start, but we carry the same old habits and hang-ups with us. The thing is, every new year does offer us a chance at a new beginning, and offers us new hope. But how many of us really believe that or put ourselves in a position to receive it from God? I want to read just a single verse to you this morning. You've already heard it this morning, one of the songs we sang. It's a verse you may know, and it's from 2 Corinthians 5:17. Paul writes this: if anyone is in Christ, that person is a new creation. The old has gone, the new is here. If anyone is in Christ, that person is a new creation. The old has gone, the new is here. And the key phrase there is anyone who is in Christ. It doesn't say anyone who knows about Christ. This isn't an intellectual exercise. It isn't about having to learn things. It isn't about people who have a certain frame of mind. It isn't about people who do certain religious things. It isn't about being part of a church family. All those things might be great, but that's not what this is about. It's about being in Christ, having an intimate and personal relationship with the real living person who is Jesus, to the extent that Jesus is in you and you are in him. And when that happens, Paul says, you are a new creation. So what does that mean? What does that mean for the new year? Well, it means that as Big Ben chimes us into 2018 tonight, you are not your past. It means you are not your mistakes. It means you are not your parents or your children. It means you are not your pain. It means you are not your addiction. It means you are not your failures. It means you are not your sin. It means you are God's beloved. It means you are forgiven. It means you are God's son or God's daughter. You are accepted and you are cleansed and you are a new creation. So the challenge this morning is this: for all those of you who know Christ, are you willing to actually live in Christ and leave behind all the baggage that doesn't define you or even belong to you anymore? Or are you just going to drag that on into another year? And for any of you who don't yet know Christ, are you going to do something about that? Are you going to persist in keeping that door closed, or are you going to make the decision to give your life to him? If you are tired of your sin, run to the cross. If you are tired, if you want a new start in life, run to the cross. If you need hope and encouragement, run to the cross. If you want to meet Jesus, run to the cross. And who knows what God will do in 2018. Let's pray. In prayer, we say the name that gives us hope, Jesus. In song, we raise the name that brings us peace, Jesus. With shouts, we cry the name that brings us healing, Jesus. You who are the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow, stay with us and love us yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Through seasons of change, of heartache, of struggle, of love, yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Through tears and praise and lament and delight, yesterday, today, and tomorrow, be who you are forever and always. We long to be made new. We are desperate to leave the past behind us. But you have brought us this far, and you have promised to continue. stories and experiences shape us like ancient stars shape the night sky. So teach us not to turn our backs on what has been, but to listen for stories of what may be. Teach us not to start over in fear, but to wade in every water and to walk through every wilderness with the patience of hearts that trust you. Teach us not cynicism, but curiosity, so that our souls might sing gratitude and our tongues speak prophecies of your love and glory for as long as we have breath to give. To you, the one who is worthy, to you in whom angels delight, to you alone at the beginning and the end, to you we bring our whole lives, this day and this new year. Amen.